This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and yesterday I spoke about the Australian bushfires, and obviously my perception on it, what you can do, what's kind of happening. But I want to expand more on the little things that we can do, right? On the very, very little subtle things. And something that we can do straight away is start to share something on social media that has an objective positive, even though positive can be subjective, message. Now what that means is there is enough hate, there is enough anger, there is enough name calling, there is enough of all of that, and it just does not do anything. It doesn't change anything. Personally, people feel like it lets off some steam, like they can be a part of something, a revolution or something along those lines. The difficulty, though, is that it doesn't do anything. If you want to protest, then go and protest. Don't just scream red blood on social media. My offer is to look at ways to make improvements in the lives around you, in the lives of the people that maybe you will never meet. These are the things that we can start to do today. Now, some of you may be overseas and this may not feel relevant to you, but the message is consistent. The message is consistent for as you walk down the street and you look around. Every single person has different thoughts, different stresses on their mind. We don't know what's going on for them. And this is the idea of being kind. Now, in doing so, we must still be kind to ourselves. And the difficult thing about hating what's going on and calling for people's heads and doing all that sort of stuff. And just to be sure, I'm not saying that we don't not be mean to the Prime Minister. I'm saying look at the energy that you have and the passion that's going on for you. I'm saying direct that into something that's going to be beneficial for the people that are suffering the most. Because when they suffer, we all suffer. We're all part of the same fucking world. It doesn't change. Right? It's just because it's over there. But it's not over there, it's here. Not just in Canberra, so to speak. I mean here, with you, with me, everywhere. Because if something affects you personally, it affects me. People don't think that's the case, but it is. It's true. It affects the global community. Because of what it does, it impacts the immediate, you know, group around you, immediate sort of community around you. That impacts the health of the community around it. That then impacts the health of the township or so forth and so on and so forth. And you can start to see that everything makes a big difference. Everything. And so the way that we can start to channel our energy and choose and be selective about that, instead of splurting out anger on social media and sharing something, it's the question is, what are you doing? What is the action that you are taking? You're angry. Go for it. I'm all for it. Feel your energy. Feel your passion. Feel your emotion. Please. Emotion is simply energy in motion. Feel it. But use it. Don't let it use you. Because you become no better. You're not providing a solution. You're not providing a helping hand. And at this time, the world needs helping hands. It needs leaders with action. Don't just cry. Come to the table with a solution. Come to it prepared to get your hands dirty and get action happening. Go to your local community. Lend a hand. Do volunteer work. Whatever it takes. And this is the same for everywhere. If something like this happens near you, the same thing applies. Practice doing it before it happens. Go to retirement villages. Help out your Salvation Army. Whatever it may be. When we choose to give our time like that, we realize that it's one of the biggest investments we can do to ourselves and the greater good of the community. It becomes crucial because we're doing something for love. We're doing something because we care about it, not because of money, not because of hate. And then that's where we can channel our energy. And then now we're making a difference. Screaming red blood on social media just doesn't work. It doesn't. I saw a post just earlier, and I'll paraphrase it, but it said the same people that were in September talking about Are You Okay Day and how their mental health advocates, the posts that they're sharing now, the posts that they're sharing today, don't support that thought. They don't support that meme. Go back to support that. Are you okay? What help do you need? How can I be here with you? These are the questions that can change the lives of the people around us, the community around us, the nation, the world. We just had to be brave enough to show up. And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, then make sure you jump on Beyond the Matrix. It's a free Facebook group. I'm in there for a Q&A every single week. I'd love to see you in there. I'm back going as of tomorrow, Monday, which will be, I don't know what day this releases, but it'll be Monday. I'll be on there. But that's me done. I'm out. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. Slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.